broadcasting the best rock across all of Western Pennsylvania. WLER-FM Butler. Cranberry. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show. It's local music time on the Rock Station 97.7 every Sunday night. Right here we sit to brag about the local music scene and play you some local music and maybe even talk to a local musician. Well, we get to do that no matter who's in the studio, because I'm usually sitting here with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. Good evening, Utah.
Good evening, Bob.
And not only a local promoter and avid supporter of local music, but he's a performer in his own right. So, see, we have a musician in-house, even though I'm not one. I just like to talk about you people.
The radio juggler right here.
That's right. Hey, we want to thank the Meat Locker Recording Studio for being a part of our show. They sponsor our first segment of the event here tonight that is going to feature some local music. So hop yourself down the bunny trail and grab a seat, because we've got some great local tunes to play tonight. And we're going to introduce you to a gentleman, if you haven't been introduced to him yourself yet, to J. Roger Davis, a very talented local musician who is really kind of a newcomer to this scene. Moved up here from down south, and has a magical voice, and I think you're going to get to hear that tonight.
Yeah, and some interesting perspective on music scenes, too, I think, that really intriguing to me.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have some fun talking with him, and of course, the music scene around these parts includes a couple of different events that we're excited about, and most recently had the first Rock Done Right Tour stop of the year, which was the Ryan's Run Ales for Athletes that... Wow, they did very, very well, didn't they?
They raised $22,000. That donation's going to the Butler County, meaning it stays local, Special Olympics. So good job to everybody. And we've said it on the show, I don't know how many times, those people run one of the best events around, Ryan's Run people. So hats off to them.
Yeah, congratulations on the hard work and efforts of that all coming together to that success and that fruition. It is amazing to see that happen. And next up is another special event coming up here right around the corner now, just a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
First part of May here is on deck, and it's going to be downtown Butler. Some music and a get-together and foods and kids fun. And, of course, it is a special event to promote different showcase resources, if you will, of things that might be able to help somebody that you know, or maybe yourself. And we're talking a lot of different angles with that as well.
Yes, the Butler County Recovery and Resources Block Party, and like you said, it's just going to people who offer services throughout Butler County can come and set up a tent and talk with people and let people know where they're at and what they can offer. Help for drug, alcohol, mental health services, veteran issues. So it's going to be a nice chance for people to see what's available for them in Butler County. And of course, we're going to be offering some live music as well, because it's Rock Done Right tour stop there. It'll be a little bit of a part of it. And we've already got a great lineup going with the Red Lines, Shag Dog, Melonhead, Dempsey, the Noble Hops, Martin Vincent, the Palm Bodies, and maybe even a couple more. So
nice. So nice, wide ranging, and a great opportunity for some information and just enjoying your community and people within your community down in downtown Butler on Main Street. So look forward to that. And of course, you've been hearing about the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year, presented by Woodman Life. It's coming up July 12th and 13th. Cooper's Lake Campground, and we introduce and reveal you another performer each and every week, every Friday at around 7:45 in the morning, and we're well over a dozen now, getting closer to that top of the list, or the bottom of the list, wherever we're, whichever way we're going, it's part of the list, and being that the fact that we're getting down means we're getting closer to the event, so you need to make sure you have your plans, get your tickets, and get that spot reserved at Cooper's Lake Campground if you'd like to stay for the weekend, because you can come and go, or you can stay for the weekend. It's that opportunity.
Yeah, looking forward to it already. It's only, 3 months away?
Coming quick.
Yeah.
Wow. Coming quick. Go to thebandjam.com to find out more information. We have a link there. You can get your tickets online. You can stop at our studios if you catch Utah at any event, or if you've heard some of the bands announced, they are selling tickets as well. And we appreciate all of the sponsorship that have come forth to help us out with that. Mark Regis, State Farm, also Ram Automotive, Bowman Auto Repair, Cummings Candy and Coffee. You're going to be out there pretty soon, too.
This Friday.
How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
See, it all ties together. McDonald's restaurants, your local McDonald's restaurants, in addition to Woodman Life. Of course, Cooper's Lake, Shady Lady, The Rock Station, Aqua Solutions, Lamette Productions, all part of it this year. And hope you're going to be a part of it, too, because it's going to be a great lineup. An all-star lineup. It really is just a small sample size of what we present here on the Grassroots Show every Sunday night. But it is a well-represented sample.
I love how I come in here every week to do the show, Bob, and you're like, I was just talking to somebody, or somebody contacted you or said, wow, something, you know, just they're amazed by the lineup and how it's taken shape. So that's always some good feedback.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we've got J. Roger Davis standing by. He's going to play some tunes in the studio. Well, let's play a couple out of the gate to get everybody warmed up.
All right. Well, speaking of the band jam and speaking of the next Rock Done Right tour stop coming up, we just mentioned Shag Dog Melonhead, so let's throw on their latest single, Bubble Clown.
All right. We'll follow that up with a brand new song from country musician Nathan King, who we have had on the show in the past. He's from Western Pennsylvania here, and he has a brand new single out that is called I Don't Drink Like I Used To. And this was a song that comes from a writer, if anybody's a fan of Kane Brown, who's had some great success, even recently performing on the ACM Awards. He had a song called Don't Go City on Me. The songwriter that wrote that song has written this song for Nathan, who has gotten quite a buzz in the last couple of years. The Independent Music Awards in New York City. He was named Best Singer-Songwriter of the Pittsburgh Music Awards a couple of years ago. He has a video for this song, too, so Google up Nathan King and the song I Don't Drink Like I Used To. We'll follow Shag Dog Melonhead up with Nathan King here tonight as we continue on with the Grassroots Show. The Rock Station 97.7. Happy Easter. Bubble clown, well, you could turn the world on.
driving by your house, looking at the lights turned out, seeing this truck up in the drive. I know you've gone and done moved on, and I'm trying to be strong, but it's hard to live when I'm dying inside. I gave it my best shot. What I thought was mine is not. I don't drink like I used to. No, it's got a hell of a whole lot worse. Self-medicating on this bar stool. It's the only thing. Be that guy, disheveled in a suit and tie, with the devil just telling me lies, closing me down with an open tab. Yeah, I admit I cried. Yes, I tried to cloud my mind, and I'm just trying to hide what we had. Don't drink like I used to. Because of you. I don't drink like I used to. No, it's got a hell of a whole lot worse. Self-medicating on this bar stool. It's the only thing. The bottle is my new motto. I'm just sitting here sipping on sorrow. Wish I could stop at one or two. I don't drink like I used to because of you.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our show here tonight, the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7. And again, happy Easter to everyone. Hopefully you're enjoying some candy and get-togethers and a great local music show like this that is brought to you this segment by some good friends of ours, the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport, which has been the longest running sponsor of this show. They've been on every single episode, and they are on this episode here on Easter as well. And Utah was just down at the Rainbow in the last week with a little open mic get together, and sounds like it was a good get together.
Yeah, we decided we wanted to say thank you to the Rainbow since they've been with us this long, and so it was a good opportunity for us to get down there and bring some people through the door, and we had a really good turnout and a lot of fun. So thank you to everybody who came down and supported the Rainbow, because they are supporting your local music on this radio station. So they appreciate it. We appreciate it.
It was such an important evening that people even got on their bikes and hiked down to the Rainbow. So
yeah,
I'm told.
We'll follow that up in a little bit.
Hey, very excited to have with us tonight a gentleman who is going to play some tunes in the studio, and we're going to get to know him a little bit. We welcome J. Roger Davis.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, give us a little background of yourself. You're kind of relatively new to the Pittsburgh area.
I am. I moved from Charlotte, North Carolina, here to Pittsburgh. And to get more in a creative environment, a more musically nurturing environment where, you know, the community kind of supports local artists and music. And Pittsburgh and Ohio Valley has always been a great place for new music. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what better place? And I've always loved, like, being in Western PA and Ohio Valley in the fall, and it feels like Christmas here, Christmas, and, you know, I love it.
That's more validation on the music scene in this area right there. He moved
really
from
is.
Charlotte, North Carolina to come be a part of the music scene.
So, and I've always loved the Northwest, Northeast corridor.
Okay. Yeah, interesting. Was it work in particular? Did you have family, friends that kind of introduced you to this area?
It was kind of, I worked with an agency for many years in North Carolina where we traveled the country performing poetry.
Oh, okay.
And going into schools and working with colleges and universities and
nice.
With, you know, literary works. Okay. You know, some Langston Hughes, Maya Angelou, some T.S. Eliot, you know, across the board. And that kind of opened the door to options.
Yeah.
Because now I had a chance to see the country. I had a chance to see what I like.
Yeah.
What I didn't like, what was similar, what was different.
Okay.
But then you realize it's really all the same.
Yeah.
No matter where you are, there are slight differences.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, Pittsburgh to me kind of encompasses a lot of what I like in other cities around the globe.
Neat perspective for us to hear. Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
So now I'm curious about Charlotte. You kind of said you wanted more of a nurturing musical atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Not much of a local scene down there, or just kind of fractured maybe?
Well, kind of, you know, Asheville, know, is
absolutely.
I mean, our neighbors.
That's a melting pot.
So I think what happens is a lot of artists branch out into Asheville, Eastern North Carolina, you know, or even further south.
All right.
There are some great musicians in Charlotte. There's some, you know, I mean, look at like American Idol and, you know, The Voice and Fantasia and, you know, some of the other greats that have come, you know, James Brown and, you know, Anthony Hamilton and some of these great soul singers out of North Carolina. But, you know, I realized for me once I got into Asheville, because my agency was in Asheville, and began to travel about, you know, it kind of, like I said before, it kind of opened the door.
Yeah.
So then I just wasn't, the South just wasn't my only option.
Okay.
You see what I mean? So I saw like other places that embraced music and embraced creativity and art.
Yeah. As soon as I asked that question, I kind of forgot about Asheville, which seems to be developing into sort of a new Nashville or an Austin.
It really is. It really is. And I have some great friends in Asheville and I know some great artists, and it's just a great nurturing arts community.
I've heard that. My wife and I actually had talked about doing a little trip to there.
Oh, you
just
should
to see it.
Especially in the fall, just like here when everything's on fire.
Yeah, Nice.
Fire on the mountain. You know, it comes. As it cascades down the Appalachia, it's mm-hmm. just beautiful.
I bet.
It's beautiful.
So did you have a musical family? What led you to play music?
You know, we've been from the South. I mean, we've always sang in the choir and mm-hmm. in church. So, you know, every Sunday we always had that fellowship of you know, hand clapping and foot stomping and, you know, and the guitars and piano. Sure. But we usually only incorporated that during, like, you know, special occasion, like Holy Week or if there was a choir anniversary.
Okay.
But, yes, I do have a musical family.
Okay.
And I think it just kind of branched out, you know, because then I got an interest in the French horn and start marching and playing in the band and you know, and then once I got to college, I was like, what am I going to do with this French horn? What? How? Like, you know, and it's a beautiful sound, and I think I mimic my tone a lot after the uh-huh. sound of the French horn, and then I marched the mellophone naturally. But then I picked up the guitar, and I was just able to kind of transpose everything that I had learned all those years into the guitar, and that kind of once again opened the door so that I could start composing my own songs.
Nice.
Because I start, you know, I've always had these melodies in my head that I've uh-huh. just heard all my life.
Wow.
And so once I picked up the guitar, it was like, oh, it was refreshing again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I just continued to move forward from there.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So a journey from the French horn into the guitar.
Into the guitar.
Here we are today.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Who knew, right?
That's a great story, great journey. And that journey has led you here to Western Pennsylvania.
It has led me right here in this seat here. Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Awesome. J. Roger Davis with us tonight. He's going to play some tunes. We want to hear one. We'll continue our conversation. But you're going to do a little ditty called Sidewalk Cafe. Tell us about that.
Yes. Sidewalk Cafe is the first track off of Southern Heritage 02. That's my calling card.
Okay.
It's a compilation of roughly 9 singer-songwriter tracks, once okay. again, that I've just heard all my life. And woke up one morning and decided to lay them down, go to the studio and just lay them down. I was like, Raj, what's the hardest thing you can do, man? And I think the hardest thing I could do at that time was to play my guitar and to sing a song on stage in front of people. And so I got enough courage to put that together and Sidewalk Cafe was that first track because Southern Heritage is kind of the classic story of you know, boy meets girl, boy meets world, and all the ups and downs that go with it.
Okay.
You know, so yeah. Sidewalk Cafe is that, you know, that someone special, but you get enough gumption to ask out for the first time.
Okay.
And you're like, let's see where this goes. And that's Sidewalk Cafe.
Well, let's give it a listen tonight. Sidewalk Cafe, J. Roger Davis, here on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7.
How would you like to have a seat and we'll have a conversation, just you and me? You know, some people say that life should be this great for a better day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you have cream to go with our coffee? Cause I got a lot of love and sugar. Got a lot of love, got a lot of love and got a lot of loving. Honey, you look fine. So good, you've been taking good care of yourself. Someone in your life. And does he treat you well? Yeah, do you have cream to go with our coffee? Cause I got a lot of love and
got a lot of love, got a lot of love, and got a lot of love, got a lot of love, and yeah. Do you have cream to go with our coffee? 'Cause I got a lot of love and sugar. Got a lot of love, got a lot of love, and got a lot of love. Did you know I'd be the one to ask you out? 'Cause to me, you are very important. Be the one to ask you out. 'Cause to me, you are very important. Be the one to ask you out. 'Cause to me, you are very important. The one to ask you out. Got a lot of love, 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 got a lot of love. Don't even think about tonight, baby, 'cause we're gonna get all dressed up and paint the town red tonight. You know I don't want us to be late. We'll be there by 9. Don't want us to be late. Do do do. All our friends are coming, you can hear it from a mile away. Let the music get you ready, good Lord, to boogie and boogie, boogie to the bottom of your feet, dancing to the rhythm of the beat. I know it's getting late, and it's time to go home. I know where we can go, not too far, just down the road. Do-do-do. Hands together. Do 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 do. Do 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 do
dancing with you, dancing with you, dancing with you, dancing with you.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Don't forget, our show streams 977rocks.com, and the Grassroots Show always archived there, so you can pull it up on demand and listen over and over again. And this segment is brought to you by our friends at Bros's Superette, who are high on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill because they're right at the top of the old South Main Street hill. In the old days of Butler, you used to be able to drive down Main Street, and there were two ways to get out of town. You went up over North Main Street Hill, or you went up out South Main Street Hill. Well, now you just have to take a corridor and leave Route 8 because they cut the bridge down. But South Main is still there, and so is Bros's Superette. They've been an institution at the top of that hill for many, many years, and they carry on that wonderful legacy of great meats and items for your dinner table, your lunch, your grill. They do awesome sides.
Easter hams.
Easter ham. Yep, smoke those Easter hams up. They do a lot of great stuff. And hopefully you have one on the table today. Now, they are closed Sunday and Mondays, but if you missed out, head on up to Bros's Superette Tuesday and pick up some great vittles. And they may have some leftovers for you,
there you go.
Enjoy. They can create your lunch for you, or you can buy some pieces and create your own. It's all at Bros's Superette. We appreciate their sponsorship here tonight, and was just up in the last week or so talking to Jim about Band Jam. He was asking, wow, that sounds like a pretty doggone good lineup building there. So,
well, good.
Yeah. So look forward to talking more about that. Meanwhile, tonight we're talking with J. Roger Davis, who's in the studio, and we just heard a couple of great songs. And the last one there after Sidewalk Cafe was Tonight.
Tonight, yes.
Yeah, tell us about that song. What was the inspiration?
Everybody likes a good night out. You know, whether it's a date night, whether it's a boys' night, a girls' night, you know, a siblings' night, you know, everybody likes a night out. So tonight, in reference to Southern Heritage, is, you know, the date went good.
Okay.
So, you know, now it's like, you know, and it's a story. So now it's time to let's let loose a little bit. Let's dance a little bit. Let's go downtown,
okay.
Or uptown, depending on you know,
South Main or North Main.
Right, exactly.
Let's get out a little bit and have some fun, and that's what tonight is about.
Awesome.
You know, but it kind of mimics that old school call and response tradition, which you know, in storytelling, where you call it out to the audience and then they respond back to you, you know, with the hand clapping and the foot stomping.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what I was brought up to. That was my melody and rhythm. Mm-hmm. So tonight fits into that because I get to share that experience with the audience.
Awesome.
And thus we have tonight.
One of the tracks from Southern Heritage 2.
O2 is oxygen.
Yes. Oh,
so,
okay. Ah.
So Southern Heritage
with
fresh air.
I got you.
It's the fresh air from the South.
Ah, I love the thought process there. Well, I tell you, I'm sitting here listening to these songs and find that you have a very interesting and unique style in which I think you take the musical listener on sort of a journey through your music as much as the lyrics.
Sure.
And leave it maybe a little bit for interpretation as you lead them along the way.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. It can have dual meanings.
Yeah.
You know, some people say, well, that sounds a little spiritual, or that sounds a little bluesy, or that sounds a little jazzy. You know, it's kind of a churchy jazzy blues.
Okay.
It's that shuffle in the South.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that waiting for the train mentality, you know,
yeah.
And thus you have time. And I think that's what Southern Heritage does. It kind of gives you time to to think about it, music is so bombarded, I feel, today. You know, I mean, we have so much to choose from. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes people are just really looking for something that they can connect to, something that makes them feel good, mm-hmm. something that they can relate to, and something that, you know, that's timeless.
Awesome.
You know, and, yeah. And that was... I just wanted to create something for people to enjoy,
yeah.
really,
yeah.
no matter where they are.
Okay.
You know, in the car,
mm-hmm.
you know, at home, you know, at work, because it's kind of multi-purpose.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
multi-purpose.
It gets us through the day.
And it gets you through the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, now, obviously, you're playing this solo acoustic here tonight for
mm-hmm.
us. Were you in a band previously? Have you been active in a band?
For many, many years.
Okay.
I mean, it goes way back into college. You know, entering the talent show on campus, and you know, which kind of led to, hey, we can write a song. Like, how cool, you know? Oh, girls like us now. What? Uh-huh. You know? So uh-huh. it's like, oh, so... So that was such a magical time of discovery,
yeah.
And we called ourselves About Face, and that was really, really cool. He's also from North Carolina, and,
okay.
and then after you know college, I began to move on and tour with my agency and developed another band called Ibeji, and Ibeji is a West African word that means one spirit.
Okay.
So you know it's more on unifying and bringing it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Carolina, we have a diverse community. So, you know, it's like how, you know, we kind of want to create music that spoke to the people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to give them a little bit of, you know, different flares. And Ibeji itself, you know, is a group of musicians who, when we come together, it's just one sound, and it's like none other, really.
Yeah.
And that project is called The Reflecting Pool, and we worked together for many years. But you know, even today, you know, we still try to make time to make that work, and I continue from there to. I've always worked solo. So, you know, when you're on the road doing poetry, music, sometimes it's just you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I had to learn to be okay with myself, which was very hard because I never wanted to do it by myself. But I had to learn that it's okay sometimes to be by yourself. And I think that's where a lot of the clarity has come into my life as far as understanding why are you doing this. It's fun, yes, and you get invited to the parties and you get to do a lot of cool things,
uh-huh.
Like, you know, perform in Nashville at the house of like B.B. King's Blues Club.
Yeah.
I mean, how, you
yeah.
know, but that was such a great experience and it taught me a lot doing the CMA Music Fest. I've had a chance to work with the Cape Fear Regional Theater on the Cape Fear River
wow.
with Lost Highway.
Okay.
Where I played T-Tot, who was the mentor to Hank Williams.
Wow.
Great show.
Yeah.
Great show.
Oh,
great
my.
Music. You know, things like that, but yet and still, you know, Festival of Words, you know, being able to kind of hone my craft a little bit. And to get critique from, you know, the experts,
mm-hmm.
you know, people
yeah.
who know about writing and literature and music.
Yeah.
And I just learned to listen.
That's awesome.
Well, I just learned to listen.
You've done a great job. No
Thank
doubt
you.
About it. And,
Thank you.
You know, I was sitting here when you played Sidewalk Cafe, I had to close my eyes for a moment because I'm like, I'm hearing somebody there. You have mm-hmm. a beautiful voice mm-hmm. and a unique tone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I was connecting you to Seal. The musician. And you have a similar tone like him. And I respect that because I'm a huge Seal fan.
I'm a huge Seal fan.
Yeah.
Kiss from a Rose. And,
yeah.
I mean, just his earlier work. And I mean, it's just... But Tracy Chapman also
okay.
is a,
yeah.
you know, old mountain of things
yeah.
and revolution and, you know. But to be honest with you, I'm kind of a early MTV.
Okay.
Baby. Yeah. I'm like a 120 minute baby.
All right.
You know, yeah. Where The Cure and The mm-hmm. Smiths and yeah. Morrissey and wow. Depeche Mode. And
okay.
So that was a whole influx
yeah.
into the soul and the blues and the gospel. And it's like, how can I like all of this?
Yeah.
You know?
You know, and what a time that was. I mean, that's such a missing ingredient, I think, to young people out there today to mm-hmm. have introduction to a wide range of music. Mm-hmm. And I know we have that on our phones, but to have that on video mm-hmm. and to just mm-hmm. stop the world for a while and have that moment is exactly. such a lost art.
It is.
Kind of like vinyl records that we say, but you know, mm-hmm. MTV, mm-hmm. The video era fits into that.
Because mm-hmm. you knew within that 120 minutes, you didn't know what you just needed to be ready because, you know,
right.
just because the sound was so explosive
yeah.
And then the imagery and then the, you know, the people themselves right. were right. like, whoa, like that was really cool.
Well, and you didn't have 1,000 other options though, too, to go to,
yeah.
you know,
that's right.
outlets for
that's
that.
Right.
That was, you know, yeah. that was pretty narrow.
That was pretty narrow.
Yeah.
And you know, my friends and I, we'd get together and that was our time. Yep. You know?
That's awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. J. Roger Davis visiting with us tonight. Southern Heritage 02
yes.
is your CD. Mm-hmm. And where can people find it? Online?
You can visit me online at J. Roger Davis, Southern Heritage 02. You can visit us once you do that. You can visit us at CD Baby, iTunes. You can visit us on Facebook, you know, Instagram, Twitter, all the platforms.
Okay.
All right. You know,
not MTV though. Yeah. Just all those other ones.
You know, to be honest with you, I have sent a video to MTV okay. actually.
All right. Well, good for you.
All right. Hey, it never hurts. Right?
It doesn't hurt. That's all right. they can say is either yes yeah. or no. Yeah. You know. And I've heard no, so you know we can only say yes.
That's awesome.
But, you know, I it's interesting you say that because I had start working when I was in Charlotte. I had started taking classes at the television station, learning to edit and learning to, and I knew it was one of those skills that you would need. So I just kind of start in my spare time taking classes, learning production, learning, you know, camera angles and lighting and, you know, the same as with music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to get into the studio to learn how to record and how to work the microphone and how to get that sound that you want. So I feel like everything leading up to this point has been learning.
Yeah.
It's like I've been learning how to be Roger.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, yeah. J. Roger at that, you know.
Are there a few places that you frequent or people can find you playing often?
Oh, you know what? I have had a chance to play the Rex
okay.
Theater here mm-hmm. in Pittsburgh, in Southside. The Smiling Moose.
Okay.
I've played at the Allegheny Inn on the north side.
Mm-hmm.
For some of their functions and socials, and it just seems to really work. Your Jagoff podcast, I've worked and have interviewed with them on occasion. And that really introduced me to being in Pittsburgh
okay.
and to the listening audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think John and Rachel just do a fantastic job,
awesome.
You know, in supporting young artists, new artists,
yeah.
you know, regional artists.
Yeah.
And that's what I have found here in Pittsburgh.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
People who are like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And us here on the Grassroots Show, J. Roger
And the
Davis.
Grassroots Show, yeah.
Yeah, appreciate you being here tonight.
You guys are great.
And you're going to do a couple more songs before we let you get out the door, though.
I'd love to.
Truly Amazing and Runaway Train. Give us a little recap on those.
Truly Amazing, you know, following the story, you know, the date went well, you know, late night went well, you know, you both survived. and now, you know, you kind of move a little bit further along. Let's take it a little bit farther and see. Mm-hmm. Let's see how long this can last, you know.
Okay.
So Truly Amazing is really the love story of it.
Okay.
It's that the magic.
Okay.
you know, and it's that special someone. And I think sometimes when you identify that, when you can identify it, it changes. It changes something. And you're not the same person anymore. And I like when that happens because that lets me know you're moving forward in the matter.
And then the runaway train occurs.
And then runaway train occurs. Uh-oh. Just give me a minute. Yeah. Just let me explain myself. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just give me a second. I'm just a man. You know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely.
I'm just a man.
J. Roger Davis, we appreciate the visit here tonight. Thank you for sharing your talents
with us. You guys are fantastic. Thank you to the guests on the show.
Here he is, J. Roger Davis on the radio, the Rock Station 97.7 and the Grassroots Show.
Truly amazing from when we first began, 'cause you are my best friend, my beginning and my end. Yeah. You are that special someone. God must have sent you. You're essential to my life again. I'm counting on you, yeah. On your love I will depend. Yeah, yeah. Promise to love you and do the best. Do the best I can. Promise to keep you close and shelter you from the rain. Yeah. Promise to love you, and I will keep you by my side. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I often wonder just how my life would be not having you by my side. I love you and you cherish me, for you are that special someone God must have sent you. You're essential to my life, and I'm counting on you just for your love, just for your love. Yeah, yeah. Promise to love you and do the best. The best I can. Promise to keep you close and shelter you from the rain. Yeah, yeah. Promise to love you, and I will keep you by my side. Yeah. Yeah, 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 'cause it's truly, truly amazing love. 'Cause it's truly amazing love. Ooh, 'cause it's truly amazing, amazing love between you and I. Between you and I.
and dime. There's love between you and I.
And if you stop by, baby, I'll be down by the river side. There I hear a freight train. When I saw a shooting star in the night, runaway train. You know I adore you most, runaway train. 'Cause you know I adore you most, you're my best friend. There goes another shooting star in the sky.
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. And Rosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On Friday, April 26th, join Washboard Tony at the Elwood City Moose from 7 to 10. And Saturday, April 27th, he'll be at the Hotel Beacon from 9 to 1. Also on Saturday, April 27th, join Brian Cease of the Redlines at Recon Brewing. And there will be an open mic night hosted by Samantha Sears at Clarion River Brewing. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Friday, April 26th, Utah from the Noble Hops will be at Cummings West for a solo acoustic show. Saturday, May 4th, it's the May Rocked on Right Tour stop. It's the Butler County Recovery and Resources Block Party on Main Street in downtown Butler, an event that will showcase resources available throughout Butler County for drug, alcohol, and mental health services. There'll be food and craft vendors, a kids zone, and live music featuring the Redlines, Shagdog Melonhead, Dempsey, the Noble Hops, Martin Vincent, the Palm Bodies, and more. And mark your calendar for the next day, Sunday, May 5th, as we help out a great local musician. It's Scalero de Mayo to benefit Johnny Cat Hendricks. It'll be held at North Country Brewing's Cannery from noon to 5 with a taco bar, raffles, and live acoustic music featuring the Noble Hops, the Shiners, and Haywire, Sunday, May 5th.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Final segment of our Grassroots Show here tonight for your Easter get-together. And we're appreciative that you've spent some time with us here tonight. And we're appreciative of J. Roger Davis sharing his remarkable talents here tonight live on the radio. And, wow. Keep your ear on the radio for more regarding J. Roger Davis. I think we're going to hear a lot from him in the near future. A lot of great stuff here tonight. We appreciate you tuning in. And don't forget, we have an email at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com if you'd like to hit us up with any information or your tunes. Also, you can hit us up on Facebook and follow along with some of the different events that we have. The weekly Grassroots Show, the Band Jam, Grassroots Music Festival. Again, that is July 12th and 13th this year at Cooper's Lake Campground, presented by Woodman Life. And such a fabulous facility to host an event like this. And we were seeing they were getting pumped up for the season ahead. They've got a lot of events going on out there, and they've been adding and doing some different things. And, you know, they're very proactive on staying ahead of different projects and changing things up. And they have such a great facility, and we're honored to be a part of their destination events, because that's what they are, a destination facility. So can't wait for it in July. Band Jam.
Yep. Kids 17 and under free.
Hey.
That's a cheap family event right there.
$20 for the entire weekend for you to get in. Mm-hmm. Now, again, your camping is extra. That's separate. And if you do want to camp, but you don't, if you don't, you know, you don't camp, that's fine. You can come and go. Your $20 gets you that armband for the weekend.
I guarantee you, though, we have probably said that 100 times on this show, and maybe 200 times on the regular morning show and Friday show and everything else. And there'll be people that show up and go, "What? Camping's extra." Sorry, folks, but it is. It's just $20 to get into the festival, which is about $1 a band.
Yeah.
You can't beat that. But, yeah, you got to do the camping through Cooper's Lake Campground, and you can follow a link from thebandjam.com to get there.
And if anybody camps, and I've camped for a lifetime, my wife and I both, it's a very inexpensive camping weekend at Cooper's Lake. They do not rob you out there, and they treat you like your family when you do get there. Even their camp store, they have everything you need. You wouldn't even have to bring a thing. If you didn't want to, except for your beverages. Otherwise, you're going to be just stuck in the beer tent for a couple of hours. But you can wheel in your beverages. You can bring whatever you want, all the comforts of home. But, boy, their camp store, I think it's cheaper than a grocery store, believe it or not. So that's just some samples of what are out there. Come out and join us and enjoy the weekend. And don't forget the Rock Down Right Tour stop. It's just right down the road here. Main Street, downtown Butler, May 4th. And an awesome opportunity for you to find out about what is available in Butler County for help regarding drug, alcohol, and mental health services, food vendors, craft vendors, kids zone, music galore.
It'll be noon to eight. Yep. So make sure you get down there.
All right. Check it out. Well, let's check out a couple songs before we wrap things up.
All right. Well, we kind of had alluded to this in the opening segment, or maybe the second segment, but giving a shout out to the Rainbow again for being our longest running sponsor, and we did the open mic there.
Yeah.
And so our good friend Washburn Tony decided to hop on his bike, and he rode the Butler Freeport Trail, the 20 miles from Butler down to the Rainbow, because it kind of ends right there at the Rainbow. And so he joined us that night and brought some friends with him, and I think they actually hauled his stuff down. No, he brought a couple of musicians with him, had them meet him there, and they got up and really entertained the crowd, did a great job. And so we had him at the Band Jam before with his son. He goes by Washboard Tony and Son, and mm-hmm. I don't know, there might be some news there, you never know. But I say we throw on this song they did called Jasper live here in the studio.
Awesome. Well, it's a great song too. And, you know, Tony's very active in the community. We need to get him on the show here because he does a community outreach with some other musicians. And they literally hop on their bikes and go around town cleaning stuff up, and we'll have to get him on to talk about that in the future. He does a great job. He's all about community. Going to follow that up with a gentleman who has written a new song that kind of ties in a little bit to a topic that has gotten a lot of news coverage in recent weeks, and that's the Second Amendment. And Montana Bob Schweitzer, you played something from Montana Bob maybe a month ago or so, but he has given us another new song called The Right to Bear Guitars, which has a kind of a unique spin on the Second Amendment, or as he says, Second Amendment Part B.
Part B.
And this features Barb Sherman Snyder singing some backup. Mike Houston is on the lead guitar and bass. It's Montana Bob coming up here right after we hear from Washboard Tony. Again, happy Easter to everyone, and thank you for joining us on the Grassroots Show, and we'll do it again next week at 7 o'clock here on The Rock Station 97.7.
The curtain. draws like an artist and parts the silhouette. Looks like you, looks like me, every color in his skin.
We'll be right back. windows. Kicking the turn up the classic rock.
WLER Butler Cranberry is the rock station. 97.7.
To the Echo or Echo.app. Then add us when you need your favorite stations. Just ask Alexa.
It would be my pleasure. Let's rock.
The Rock Station.
Baby,
The Rock Station, 97.7. Station 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7.
¶¶